From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. The House adjourned for its Christmas recess last night after passing a two-year budget agreement. Despite pressure from the White House and congressional Democrats, House GOP leadership did not include an extension of long-term unemployment benefits. Congress may reconsider the idea come January, but as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, more than a million Americans will lose their benefits before then.
Joan Boudreau lost her job as an administrative assistant almost 3 years ago. Since then, she's found only temporary work for a few months at a time. Friends sometimes ask Boudreau if she's out there pounding the pavement. Lately, she says, it's hard finding an employer who will even look at her resume.
There are no jobs, and that's where the big problem is there are not enough jobs to go around.
Boudreau has been relying on the extended unemployment benefits that the federal government's been offering since the beginning of the recession, more than 5 years ago. The $363 a week is a lot less than she used to earn. But Boudreau, a Republican who lives in New Berlin, Wisconsin, says it's been a lifeline.
It means that I can stay in my apartment, I can put food on the table, I can pay my bills. If unemployment stops, I'm going to end up having to move in with my son and his wife, and I really don't want to have to do that.
Unemployment benefits will stop for Boudreau and 1.3 million others on December 28th, when the temporary federal program runs out. President Obama urged lawmakers to extend the program, but he did not insist that it be part of this week's mini-budget bargain. And Republican House Speaker John Boehner says Obama did not suggest alternative spending cuts to offset the program's $25 billion price tag.
When the White House finally called me last Friday about extending unemployment benefits, I said that we would clearly consider it, as long as it's paid for and as long as there are other efforts that will help get our economy moving once again. I have not seen a plan from the White House that meets those standards.
The administration notes in the past, lawmakers have not insisted that extended unemployment benefits be offset with cuts elsewhere in the budget. White House economic advisor Jason Furman adds that while the job market is improving, there are still more than 4 million Americans who've been out of work 6 months or more.
We don't think that at a 7% unemployment rate, that now is the time to cut off their unemployment insurance. And that doesn't just hurt those families, it hurts the economy by taking money out of their wallets that they otherwise would have spent.
The White House and congressional Democrats promised to renew their push for an extension in early January. But that's little comfort to those like Boudreau, who will see their checks cut off in just over 2 weeks.
I don't understand why it's okay for Congress to go home and have a good Christmas when there's still things that are left to be done.
The White House warns without an extension, millions more Americans will exhaust their unemployment benefits next year before they find new work. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.